I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
It's match time. This is Real Salt Lake Soccer on the RSL Radio Network. Now, it's time to head to the stadium for all of today's action
with former RSL keeper Jay Nolan
and the voice of Real Salt Lake, David James,
on the RSL Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to America First Field for Real Salt Lake's home opener for the 2023 season. Austin FC in town, and Jay Nolley, Major League Soccer, knew exactly what they were doing, sending Austin FC, the team that knocked RSL out of the playoffs on penalties, a team that scored in stoppage time just to get to overtime, and send them here for the home opener to provide a little extra juice on what is usually a special night in sports anyway.
Yeah, and a little different too. Austin spent two games at home, had a rough one at the home opener against St. Louis, and now they're on the road with RSL spending their first two games on the road, now coming back at home, especially having the good announcement with the Royals coming back in 2024, so a really exciting atmosphere around here. We tried to get in here early. The parking is already full in all the parking lots, so it should be a really exciting match. Expecting a full crowd tonight and fireworks to happen with RSL hopefully having a good match in their home opener.
They have just turned the stadium lights out. Fireworks are going off. They have new lighting on the canopy, and they've got the red lights up. They can also turn it blue. So a lot of different things done to improve the atmosphere. There's safe standing behind the south end zone goal for the first time. The teams are coming out on the field in the darkness in a red glow right now. A little more showmanship. Jay will be tweeting out video of it in just a moment. Where's your Twitter handle, Jay? Let him know.
Go on Instagram. Twitter, I'm pretty dry on. I got to pick that one up. If you want news from me, it's pretty boring. I usually look for you on Twitter to find out what's going on in Utah sports. But Instagram, definitely post a nice little photo in the stories of the red awning that they have out here and the fireworks that happened. Really brought down the lights. Cool atmosphere. Everybody's excited to get the first game at home kicked off at America's First Field.
And now we're going to listen to our national anthem brought to you by Analia Brown.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the rain.
A rousing rendition of the anthem here for the home open. The crowd still filing in, but it looks like a big crowd. They were thinking with walk-up it might be a sellout. And Jay, I think a lot of people were wondering about the condition of the field tonight, and the field looks good.
It looks good. I did go down and walk on it before coming up here. A little hard and firm, but it's going to soften up. You saw the sprinklers happen up. They're trying to do as much as they can to soften that up so they can really ping it on the pitch. Hard surface makes it a little bit tougher. Those bounces up on you. But it looks in great condition after we've had some snow over the last few weeks that has just covered the Salt Lake Valley.
Dan Farns of the ground crew. He said he pulled in the guys who work on the fields in Harriman as well. They were all teaming up to clear the snow. They had the grow tarp down. They had the heat lamps or the UV lights to trick the grass into thinking, it's spring, we got to
come on
up, right?
No, but it's going to be a perfect match for everybody tonight. The temperature is dropping just a little bit. Still cool, but perfect. Perfect to have a home opener.
Starting lineups for RSL, Zach McMath in goal. The Iron Man played every minute of every game last season. Hasn't missed a minute yet, getting his third start. Marcelo Silva and Justin Glad in front of him. Bobby Oveda, the left side back. Andrew Brody on the right. That group's been consistent this year. Brian Ojeda is back with Jasper Lofelsen, who started the first game but was suspended for the second. He's back into the lineup. Demir Krylock in the middle. Tomas Gomez on the right side. We've seen him as a sub in the first two games. He's getting his first start with RSL tonight, the 29-year-old. And Jefferson Savarino over on the left side. And that would, he is not 29.
I know.
That's a typo. That's a fat thumb by me there on the old, he's 20. And Rubio Rubin up top getting his first start. He's the third change. Rubin, Gomez, and Lofelsen, the change to the starting 11. For Austin, Brad Stuver in goal, MLS vet.
Yeah, third year with Austin. He had an unfortunate injury during the middle part of the season last year where he had a laceration on his knee after falling back into the goal. But he's been kind of the mainstay there in his third season. Tall, lengthy goalkeeper.
The Finnish dynamic duo, Leo Väisänen and Alexander Ring, will be the center backs in front of him. Ring scored the goal for Austin last year in a 2-1 loss here. Dan Kalmanich on the right side, John Gallagher on the left. Daniel Pereira and Owen Wolf will sit defensively. Sebastian Drewski in the middle of the park. He has been fantastic. 22 goals and 7 assists a year ago. Emiliano Rigoni on the right, Ethan Finley on the left. Jozy Zardes up top. And the Believe anthem now blaring and the crowd singing along.
Jozy Zardes is up top too. Had 9 goals last year with Colorado. Just a huge presence. Draws center backs close to him. And that's where you get Driussi that kind of peels off. If Finley's going to get in behind Rigoni on that far side, he's going to try and make some penetrating runs. So really good setup. They do have a similar one, just like RSL.
RSL in the victory gold shirts will be moving left to right towards the south goal. They're in the blue shorts, the gold socks. And of course, Austin FC in the verde. You wouldn't expect anything else.
No.
Green with black pants and the dark socks.
And Austin did suffer a 3-0 defeat midweek in the CONCACAF Champions League. So they are battling off that. Have had some substitutions into patterns. This is more of their typical MLS lineup that they've had the first two games.
It was a second choice lineup for that game with Haiti. Played on a neutral field in the Dominican Republic. They have a rematch Tuesday. We'll see if that happens. I've heard there could be visa issues with Haiti.
Yeah.
I'm a sportscaster, Jay.
We'll let them deal with it.
That's a little beyond my reach. RSL with the ball to start things off. Down the right side to Brody. He checks up, and he'll play it back across midfield to Justin Glad.
And a big one, too, is going to be the pivots, too, with Ojeda and Lofelsen back in after serving that one-game suspension. How do they get forward? Big one is, does Ojeda kind of pinch up, get forward, get more on the ball, show his creative presence, or does Lofelsen pivot into that position, too? They need to work together in that aspect because one's got to pull into that sixth position. The other guy's got to pull forward. But they got to work together, too, with the way Austin presses forward.
RSL playing the ball all the way back to McMath. Under pressure, he plays it down the left side and out for an Austin throw-in.
And I've been impressed with Austin the first two games. They've been at home, but they do press no matter what. When they've been at home or away, they do like to start that way, push their guys high, see if they can push the pace of the game.
Long throw into the edge 18 to Zardes. He turns, puts it on his left foot, looking for an early shot. RSL closes him down. Ball played through the box. Will it be kept in? Yes. Austin will keep that in, but flag is up across the way. offside. I think that was Ethan Finley who was off there, and it'll be a free kick for RSL.
And good work from the center backs, too, pressing up on Zardes, holding that line high, and as soon as Ethan Finley kind of slipped through on the backside, he was caught just offside.
Too much adrenaline in my voice. As a former goalkeeper, did Zach McMath have that same level of adrenaline seeing Zardes start to get a little space?
Well, as a goalkeeper, the first time you take your touch and if you feel that pressure on you, you get a little bit nervous because you either got to play it quickly or make that decision just to dump it out wide. Zach does a good job, just dumps it wide, goes out for a throw-in, no damage.
RSL attacking now, and a shot from distance from Savarino. Heavy deflection up over the goal and out, but RSL is going to get a corner. As RSL looked like they were trapped there along the far left side, but some good play in tight spaces. RSL and Pablo Mastroianni, RSL's head coach, has been on this, Jay. They've got to be good on the ball. They've got to be confident. That was a good job working out of a tight space there with combination play.
And it's great from Savarino, too, when he steps up in that pressure and he looks to take a shot. It forces the center back to step out to him, and that's going to open up that hole if there's runs in behind.
Krylock inside the six-yard box. Savarino with the inswinger from the far corner to the top of the six, and it is headed away. Looks like Drewsi got that, knocked it out. RSL will recycle now. Savarino bends another box in it, a ball in, and it's headed away by Drewsi again, all the way back to midfield to Brody. RSL in possession.
And Pablo talked about this week. They've really missed Pablo Ruiz in the middle of the park, too, and it's looking for those big switches.
Ojeda with the ball down the right side to the end line. Sends a ball in, quickly cleared out, chested down by Drewsi. Drewsi along the near side, 1v2. He's going to play the ball back, and they'll bang it over the top towards Justin Glad at midfield. Glad brings it down, but a little mishit there, and Zardes collects it for Austin. To Drewsi. Drewsi, big diagonal switch to the far side, brought down. Good first touch by Rigoni. Rigoni gives it up, gets it back, just beyond the box, even with the 18. And now they're going to switch sides and bring the ball to the near side. Ball whipped in through the penalty box and harm through the penalty spot, and harmlessly out the other side for an RSL throw deep in their own end. Kalmanich whipping that ball through, but nobody at the penalty spot.
No, and Kalmanich is another outside back with a really nice left foot. He likes to get forward, so Andres Gomez is going to have a little bit of a decision to make whether he tracks with him or kind of pinches forward to see if he can pull him back.
RSL with the throw-in, trapped in. They will knock it out along the far sideline. And a throw-in coming for Austin as they throw the ball back to midfield. Rubio Rabin trying to pounce, and he deflects it, and unfortunately for RSL, it goes out. And that ball, spinning with all that English, takes a little different hop. Rubio Rabin could have been off to the races.
And they're looking for Rubio Rabin to have a breakout season. Had a really good preseason, had to have the suspension in the first game, had a little minutes with Seattle, so this is his first start, but they're really looking for him to take that number nine position.
Rubio Rabin with pressure. Rubio Rabin with the ball. Rubio Rabin into the 18. Sharp angle left side, and it'll take a touch and go out for, oh, it did not take a touch. I thought that was going to be a corner. It's going to be a goal kick. Rubio Rabin winning the ball for RSL. Nearly won it a minute ago. That was a clean pick by Rubio right there. And Rubio Rabin is arguing intensely right now that that should be a corner.
And doing a great job, too, on that far side, just pinching him in, not allowing him to come back to the other side. Almost won the first one. The second one he does win, just goes down on the tight angle. I thought it was a deflection, too, as he was getting closed in by two defenders. You saw Domi making the late run, too, looking for the pass back. But I think that's one that Rubio's just got to hit it earlier.
Well, when it comes to strikers, we always look at goals and assists and goals and goals. But Pablo Mastroianni definitely looks at that number nine. How do they handle the press? How effective are they? That is a huge priority for him. He cannot underline it enough.
And RSL doesn't have a 22-goal scorer like Austin does with Drewsi.
Drewsi with the ball. Drewsi trying to connect with Zardes just beyond his reach. Ball rolls into the 18. RSL trying to clear it right now. Oviedo to the end line. Oviedo under pressure. Takes a deflection and goes out for a goal kick. A little round of applause for Oviedo for handling that. Quick start by Zach McMath. Sends it down the right side, almost to midfield, to Brody. Brody has it tackled away by Finley, and there is a whistle and a foul from our referee. Alex Tulowitz.
And good work from Zach McMathieu trying to get this one played quickly. Austin is pressing forward. The gap is in behind. Ethan Finley and Andrew Brody saw it early. Tried to get to Andrés Gómez in the center of the park to see if he could turn. But Finley just clips a foul. Good professional foul from him.
Scoreless in the seventh minute. RSL's home opener with Austin FC. Home team has won every time they've met. This is their sixth meeting, fifth in the regular season. Had the playoff meeting last year with a game that I guess you'd say it was a tie. Went to overtime, and then Austin got the win. Penalties 3-1.
Yeah, and unfortunate too. You know, lost Rubidor Rabin to a second yellow card, sliding into the goalkeeper.
Good ball from Loftelson down the right side. Rubidor Rabin at the end line cuts it back towards the penalty spot, cleared away by Austin, knocked out for a throw-in for RSL.
I like that from Rubio Bean, too. Looks like it's going to go out. Just put something in the box. Maybe get a near-post run. You can clip it into on Stuver.
Brody sends a ball in right to Stuver, and he'll cover up inside the six. Better start from RSL. Of course, they were on the road in the first two, and they're at home now, so you might expect that. But on the front foot, a lot more possession, a lot more time spent, not just in the attacking half, but the attacking third.
Well, and I think Pablo will like it, too, is when the RSL has the ball, their first step is moving forward. It's not playing back, trying to keep possession. It's get it wide, find the space, and then see if you can find Rubin into channel, making the run, and then you got Domi making the late run in the middle of the box.
The Verde trying to build out of the back. They send it over to the far side, whip a ball across midfield. RSL able to get numbers behind the ball. Another switch as Austin brings the ball back to the near side to Kalmanic for Driussi. Driussi and Pereira. Bisonen. Driussi into the center circle for Owen Wolf. He'll switch it to the far side. Brioni comes central, takes a shot, hits the top of the bar and goes in.
That's Gallagher.
And Austin has the game's first goal in the ninth minute. That is John Gallagher with a rocket. Caught the top of the bar and into the back of the net. McMath stretched out, couldn't get to it.
And that's what Gallagher can do. Again, he's starting that right back position, cuts the inside. He's got a really nice left foot, finds a little bit of space at the top of the box, and just fires it back near post high. And Zach McMath trying to get his top hand there off the crossbar, down and in. Fantastic shot from Gallagher, and RSL's chasing the game now, down 1-0.
RSL, for the third consecutive game, concedes first. In Vancouver, they bounce back with two second-half goals into one. In Seattle, they conceded in the second half and lost 2-0. We'll see how this plays out here tonight. Austin, with the early goal, as they had here a year ago when Alexander Ring scored early, and they led 1-0 at the half in that game, and RSL came back and won that one 2-1, and Pereira took a red card, and RSL up a man. He's able to score in the 88th minute. RSL goes into the attack. Rubio Rabin gets run over and draws the foul about 35 yards from goal on the right side.
And the 10th minute, really the first opportunity of the game for both teams, and really just a clinical finish from Gallagher from the top of the box. RSL's been pushing the pace of the game. Of the first two games, they sat a little bit more defensively, kind of withheld the pressure. A little frustrating for them not to get the first opportunity.
Severino on the restart to the top of the 18 towards Justin Glad. Headed down and now cleared by Austin. And they will try to hit on the counter. Long ball across midfield. And Brody is there to clean it up for RSL. RSL into possession. Into possession. A ball over midfield for Krylock. Chested down. Krylock goes to the ground. Ball goes out. Crowd booing Alex Tulowitz, thinking Demir was fouled. I think it was fouled, or was that a little landing gear getting pulled up there?
Yeah, it looked like Rigoni was just into the back of Domi, but Domi picked his feet up as he had a heavy touch going out wide. I think it was the right call, just letting that play go on. Domi went down a little soft.
Austin into the attack, into the attacking third. They'll bring the ball over to the near sideline to Ethan Finley. Finley, 20 yards off the end line. to Drewsy. Drewsy cuts it back. Oh, well done. Good skill check getting around Ojeda. Big switch, and he overhits it, knocks it out, and gives RSL a goal kick. A brilliant moment followed by a not-so-brilliant moment.
Yeah, and the Argentinian DP, it's what he really likes to do is kind of float side to side in that kind of hole, tries to be that free player. If he can get up next to Zardes when he kind of pinches those center backs in, that's where he finds that little hole, and he's got a quick trigger. So Zach McMath, anytime around the 18, he's got to be careful.
Goal kick goes across midfield, and Krylock with a little flick sends it out along the far sideline. So throw-in coming for Austin.
And it does like Savarino and Gomez have switched sides. Gomez going on that far side. Savarino's coming back to this near side on his right foot to be on the right side.
Savarino's been on the ball quite a bit. Haven't really seen Gomez on the ball yet here.
No, and I think that's been a big piece is the first two games. They haven't really been able to build Savarino into this game. It's him and Dami have just been kind of late getting on the ball, and so RSL trying to get him more on the ball at home. He's allowed to kind of go more to the inside and find that little hole and give that space to Brody to take the channel.
There's a ball down the left side for RSL. 50-50 battle. Rubio Rabin trying to win it. Gomez gets a touch. Rubio Rabin on the ground, and finally Austin wins possession, sends it back to Stuver. Gomez closing him down. Stuver crushes it across midfield, headed down by Justin Glad. Brody sends it across midfield. Austin back into possession, though.
And you saw the little bit of pace from Gomez. We're still waiting him for to really open it up. If there's opportunity to get him in behind, he's going to beat any of these back four players. It's just finding that opportunity. If Rubin tucks back in, seeing if you can find Gomez in the space in behind.
The 20-year-old Gomez getting his first start. We'll see what he's able to create. RSL down a goal early here at home in the 14th minute. Austin building out of the back towards midfield. Ball comes to Kalmanich down the left side for Finley. Finley checks up. Finley back to Drewsy. Drewsy playing pretty deep here early on, don't you think?
Yeah, he's finding that hole right there. And Austin's done a good job. When they win the ball, they spread the field really wide. So he's just trying to find any little pocket. He's dropping back in because he knows he's the guy that needs to get on the ball.
Austin into the attack. Here is a ball centered up beautifully for Rioni. Big save by McMath as he punches it away. Loffelson to the far side to collect it. Loffelson. Now the ball hit over the top towards Rubio Rabin. For Gomez across midfield on the far sideline. Gomez leaves it for Rubio Rabin.
And Rigoni still trying to open his account for Austin FC. Had a golden opportunity. Good save from Zach McMath.
Drewsy and Ojeda, that is a heck of a matchup, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's where that pivot's going to become key is if Zardes pushes high and then you got Rigoni pushing on one of them, those two have got to drop back in that sixth position and get the trailing run.
Ball down the left side, and Gallagher knocks it out for an RSL throw-in. Thanks for joining us tonight. Wherever you are, this game available on both 1280 AM and 1160 AM. Austin FC with the early goal, and they have got the lead now in the 15th minute. RSL with a throw-in. Austin able to win the ball. Drewsy in traffic in his own end. Plays it back to Ring, the center back. How big a change for Ring playing center back when he had been a defensive midfielder?
Well, and Ring's a really good defensive midfielder, too. He actually captains most of the teams that he's been on, but Drewsy's taken over the captaincy for Austin FC. He's done a good job partnering with Weissen and the two Finnish players, but he's more of a six for me than he is a center back.
A little miscommunication along the far side. Rioni in possession, coming down the left side, played a blind ball. It's a no-look pass to the far sideline, expecting an overlapping run from John Gallagher, and Gallagher was 15 yards behind and watched it trickle out for an RSL throw-in. RSL switch sides. Brody with the ball right down the sideline for Damir Krylock. Krylock in front, trying to find Rubio Rabin, cleared out by Ring, and that'll be a corner for RSL.
And Dami's able to slip in behind Kolmanek, and Brody finds him in a good spot. Dami picks his head up great job. Just play the early ball into the box. See if you can get it in and around ring. Ring in a good position on the near post with Rubio Rubin in behind him.
Savarino will take the corner. It's in the near corner, so this will be an outswinger. Towards the penalty spot. Glad gets to it, but can't put it on frame. But it went off of Vaisanen. And that'll be another corner for RSL. Right back to the same corner, the right one, this near corner. And it'll be Savarino again, third corner for RSL.
And Justin Glad and Vaisanen just locked arms with each other. It looked like Vaisanen just muscled him off the ball just a little bit. That's going to be a good battle on all the set pieces.
Savarino sends this one towards the penalty spot. Popped up high in the air. It looked like Rigoni got a piece of that. RSL recycles in front. Rubio Rubin brings it down, but can't get a foot to it. And an Austin able to clear. RSL into possession, though. They're going to recycle it. A ball driven in towards Rubio Rubin, but he can't put it on frame. Wide left. And RSL, some half chances here, Jay, but can't really test Stuver.
No, and good pressure from RSL, too. Ojeda does a great job just playing a header back into the box, diagonal to an open Rubio Rubin. He takes it off the chest, but Ring closes him quickly, so he can't get a good shot off. And then as it recycles again, Ojeda or Oviedo could just kind of slice one in with his left foot perfectly to the near post to Rubio Rubin, but he just can't tuck it in. Ends up putting it wide, and Stuver has an easy goal kick out.
Austin in possession in their own end. Back pass towards the keeper, and that was nearly a problem. Savarino almost got there. It was a bad back pass that undid Austin in their opener, a 3-2 loss at home to the expansion side, St. Louis.
And a good pressure from RSL, too. They just didn't have that one backside player.
Good step by Justin Glad, but he can't win the ball. It's poked away. Zardes has it. Zardes to Drusi. Drusi, sharp angle, tries to put it on frame and nearly does, but over the side panel and out.
That's a sketchy one, too, because Zach McMath was kind of peeling off to the center of the goal, and he didn't miss it by much. I think it clipped the outside of the bar on the top side as he's trying to turn it across to the near post.
That was a ridiculous angle.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to end up dribbling it out as Justin Glad's closing him down, but it just shows the quick little pace that Drusi has.
He was maybe half a step off the end line when he finally unleashed that shot. RSL trying to build out of the back. Ojeda for Gomez is now flipped back to the right side. Brody takes a deflected ball. Brody has it knocked out, and it is an Austin throw-in. And Austin's a little upset because they didn't think it went out. They thought they had a chance to get around Brody and attack with numbers.
It's a right call, too, there. Brody, as he slipped through, just let it go up over the line. But, again, these channels with these outside backs with Gallagher and Kolanak kind of stepping forward. There's that little hole in there. And if Domi slides out, it opens up the space for Savarino or Gomez to slide into that hole. RSL's just got to move the ball a little bit quicker and look for that in and out. Try and find that midfield player and see if you can get it back down on line.
Gallagher's goal is the difference. RSL trailing here 1-0 in the 19th minute. Now the 20th minute. Justin Glad hits a big switch. Underhit a little bit. Second ball to Loftelson, though, for Krylock. Krylock with some time and space. Pushes it out wide. Savarino is back on the left side. Ball played centrally for Gomez. Gomez for Ojeda. Loftelson on the left corner of the box. Down towards the end line. Ball sent towards the far post. Krylock puts it on frame, but saved by Stuver. No real pace on that. More of a looping shot the Stuver handles easily.
That's some of the best possession RSL's had this season, too. Just quick movement with the ball. You play it near the top of the box. It's not on. Play it back to the guy. Open up the space. Oviedo doing a good job just getting to the end line. Domi wants that one back. He was kind of flat-footed, came to his head, couldn't get enough power on it. Easy save for Stuver on the near post, but great work from RSL.
Good work from RSL, and a good ball sent in by Oviedo. Stuver sends it towards midfield. Drusi heading it across midfield. Brody has it for RSL. Brody past Zardes down the right side. Brody showing his speed to Gomez. Gomez one touch, not a particularly great touch as he tried to find somebody centrally. But quickly, Austin dispossessed. Now the ball pinging around. RSL loses it back to Austin. Here's Finley right in front of his coach on the near side. Plays a negative ball back. Rubio Rubin with good pressure. Austin 4v4 finally hits a big switch centrally. It's Savarino from 30 yards, takes a heavy deflection and goes out for an RSL corner.
And that's what RSL needs to do, is continue to put high pressure on when they get Austin in these corners. Austin's trying to play possession and get out, but they keep getting stuck with RSL closing in the field.
Fans waving the gold rally towels. That ball short corner. Now the service sent in. No one can get on the end of it. Deflected by Austin. Collected by RSL. Brody has the ball. Brody from 30 yards out. Whips the ball in. Justin Glad, the shot off Stuberin in. Glad's got his second goal. And it's 1-1. 22nd minute.
And again, it's just hard work from RSL to keep this ball up towards the 18. They work it both side to side. I thought Ojeda was going to try and beat Zardes one-on-one. He had him in a great position. Plays it back to Brody. Brody pings this ball all the way backside to Domi post up. Domi just lays it off nicely to Justin Glad. And he's just trying to get anything on this. Stuver a little crossed up on this one. It goes off his low hand into the side netting. Justin Glad said he wants 5 goals this year. He's got 2 already in the first 3 games.
The crowd singing a Believe anthem. The gold rally towels are out. I've never been to a Steelers game in Pittsburgh, but I feel like I'm there now. Yeah. They've got the new lights going. You're used to the white canopies, but they can turn out the lights now, and they've got some red lights underneath the canopies that light up the canopy.
And you're seeing that more and more across MLS. Austin does a good job, too. When they score at home at Q2 Stadium, everything goes green. Just a better atmosphere for everybody at home. Love what they've done so far this season.
So hit the reset button midway through the first half. It is 1-1. RSL and Austin FC. They played a thriller in the playoffs last year, 2-2. It went to penalties. Here comes Austin. It's Pereira with a long run forward. Loffelson finally slows him down. He lays the ball off. They send it over to the right side. Ball looped in towards Zardes, but Justin Glad gets there first. Silva gets to the header, puts his big right boot up, and pops it high in the air. Drucci brings it down 35 yards from goal straight away. Tries to dribble through everybody. Ojeda's having none of it. He wins the ball for RSL. Gomez the deflection. Out wide for Savarino, and Savarino has it knocked out.
That's good work from the two center backs, too. Justin Glad and Silva. As that ball goes wide and it's going to be crossing the box, you've got to keep an eye out for where Zardes is. Justin Glad pings back to the inside of him, and he's able to shove him off and head it away. They've got to be clinical inside the box when they're marking Zardes. Can't give him free headers.
Zardes now 31 years old. It seems like he was just a 17-year-old breaking in. But
yep.
L.A., Columbus. He's in Austin now with 97 career MLS goals. So it seems like it's just a matter of time till he breaks the century mark and gets into a pretty exclusive club in MLS history.
Yeah, and he's looking. He had 9 goals last year with Colorado, made another move. He's kind of been on that move train a little bit later in his career, trying to find a home, looking for the breakthrough for Austin. RSL, I really think when there's a point number 9, Justin Glad and Silva do a phenomenal job holding up that number 9. It's usually the guys in behind that cause all the problems.
Austin with the ball. Coleman is down the left side. Tries to go central. Ojeda's there to intercept. Ojeda to Rubin at midfield. Rubin lays it off. Gomez down the right side. Gomez streaking. Pereira trying to close him down. Gomez sends the ball in front. Deflected. Great job. I think it was Vaisanen. Vaisanen with a good play right there, reading that well. And now RSL back in possession, 40 yards from goal. Savarino spinning in circles, looking for space. Lays it off for Glad. Glad will switch sides. It comes to Brody right in front of the Austin bench. Brody for Gomez. Gomez pops it in the air, and it is knocked away by Ethan Finley. Zardes on the ball for Austin. Austin attacking right to left here in the first half. Ball, looping ball sent across midfield, headed down by Glad. I think Finley stepped on him. He goes down awkwardly and is putting his shoe back on. Ojeda on the ball. Back to Glad. Glad, Ojeda. Ojeda across midfield for Rubio Rubin. RSL on the right side. Rubin's pass, good idea. Brody was open, but a good step right in front of him. Pereira wins the ball to Zardes in the center circle. Zardes and Rubio Rubin. Rubio Rubin gets a piece of it. Loffelson pounces. Loffelson waiting for numbers. Gives it to Domi. To the far side, RSL now wait, and Austin's got numbers behind the ball, and RSL will attack down the far side.
And with RSL dictating the pressure of this game, it's really forcing Austin to drop back a little bit more. So when they do win the ball, they can't break out in a counterattack because Jossie Zardes is sliding back in the center of the park.
Good turn by Gomez into the box. Oh, and he tries to roof it, and it just goes over the bar. Gomez nearly had his first goal. RSL switching the point of attack from left to right, flying down the right side, and Gomez in on Stuver, who is very grateful that ball wasn't on frame. I don't know if he can get a hand up to stop it. That thing was a rocket.
And a cheeky little cut from him, too, as he's trying to play into him. Nice move. Gets into the inside of the box. And this is just going for power on the near post, trying to beat the goalkeeper with pace. If it was just under that bar, I think Stuver's getting a little bit too low to be able to tip that one up over. Great opportunity for Gomez, starting to see a little bit of what he's about.
1-1 in the 27th minute. Austin back into the attack. Prayer for Kalmanich. Ring. Really looks like three in the back offensively as they build out of the back. As Ring pushes way over to the far sideline. Here's a through ball through the channel. Down the right side. Could be problems for RSL. Late arriving run and the shot goes just wide. Loftelson at the last second peeled off to put some pressure on that shot. What an explosive buildup. Andrusi's shot was just wide. Runner-up in the MVP voting last year. 22 goals and 7 assists. He nearly got RSL there. RSL quickly going the other way. Ball all the way across the field for Gomez. Gomez around one defender. Second defender gets a touch. Ball knocked out. Brody collects it for RSL. Ojeda. Oh, good ball through for Rubio Ravin. Rubio Ravin back in front. Dummy missed it. Second ball. Shot from Savarino, deflected, and it goes wide. How did Dami miss it? How did they get to Savarino to close him down? The crowd thinking it was going to be a goal. And Jay, I think you were right there with him, judging by whatever contortion that was that just happened in front of me.
I almost fell to the ground on this one, too. Great work from Rubio Rabin to get to the end line, cross it to the top of the six. Looked like Dami was just going to slide one in open net as it's deflected out from Vaisanen. It's an open shot from Savarino and a great job from Pereira just diving in front.
Savarino will take the corner on the far side for RSL. It's an in-swinger. Drusi heads it away. Drusi, 22 goals, 7 assists. He's done the dirty work on corners.
Very strong in the air. Drusi's been just a solid player all around.
He has beaten everybody the ball three times. RSL will recycle. Ojeda sends it in. Marcelo Silva up high. Can't put the header on, though. Tumbles over three guys. Austin with the ball. They're going to counter down the left side. Across midfield. RSL trying to get numbers behind. Wolf playing negative ball back to Drusi, and RSL will get organized.
And good work from Gomez. This is key from him, too. He sees that Ojeda's pinched all the way up. The hole's in the back, so he's on his horse to just slow up the play. Allow Loftelson to come close it down with him, and it forces Austin back, and RSL can get back into position.
Austin maintaining possession down the right side. A pass deflected out by Oviedo. Throw in coming for Austin. 1-1, 29th minute, RSL's home opener. RSL has a bye next week. They will be off and then back here to face St. Louis at home in 2 weeks. St. Louis, the newest member of Major League Soccer. And they had a tremendous home opener. If you saw any video from that building looked like it was on fire.
Yeah.
And I got a foul here as Dami gets a piece of Owen Wolf, and Wolf goes down. And free kick coming for Austin, and we'll see if they – it's about 40 yards out. Doesn't look like they're going to push their center backs up. A little further out than you'd like, a little hopeful from there.
Yeah, and RSL can keep their line up a little bit high. So it just forces Austin to play back to the center back, keep possession, and try and build out of the back.
Pereira switches the point of attack over to the far sideline. Ring pushes it ahead to Gallagher. Gallagher back to Ring. Ring, big diagonal ball. Drusi brings it down. Drusi right in front of the RSL bench. Sends it back centrally. Finds Wolf. Wolf will switch it to the far side. Gallagher sends a ball in. Justin Glad heads it away. Brought down by Savarino. Krylock. Krylock out wide for Oviedo on the left side. Oviedo ahead for Rubio Rabin. Rubio Rabin, dangerous early. He's been quiet here lately. Checking back to help out in the buildup. It's Krylock, or it's Ojeda now. Ojeda to the near side to Brody. Brody down the right side. Brody with an aggressive ball down near the 18. Sent central towards Dami and tracking back to break it up. Gomez sent a ball back towards the top of the 18, but it was Pereira tracking back to win it for Austin. And this game is wide open. Here comes Austin into the center circle. Long ball down the left side for Gomez. And Glad turning on the Jets trying to get by him. Sorry, Zardes. Zardes down the left side. Glad forces him to send a negative ball back in front of the RSL bench.
And as you said, it's open through the center of the park, too. Both teams just flying down the outside. And when they turn it over, everybody's stretched so you can kind of turning around and a little bit lazy from Zardes. He was actually in a good position to take that ball over the top. Justin Glad tried to use his pace to get around him.
Kalmanich on the ball in the center circle for Austin. Drewsy, Finley, Finley down the left side. Brody defending, giving him a little bit of space right now. Finley looking at his options. Drewsy, Drewsy will send a ball in and through and out, and two players had a chance at that. There was a chance for a header 10 yards away, and then a ball that went to the back post.
And there's got to be better communication on that far side. And you see Oviedo and Ojeda speaking to each other, and also Savarino. Gallagher snuck all the way up on that backside. It looked like Drewsy was trying to find Rigoni making the inside cut. But if he would have gone up over the top, Gallagher was wide open to even take that off his chest and bring it down on the backside.
Gallagher sliding back there unmarked. He had the first goal in this one in the ninth minute. Glad in the 22nd. It's 1-1 now in the 33rd minute. Savarino with the ball for RSL down left side, 1v2, splits the defenders and finds Rubio Rubin. To Gomez, to Brody. Brody down the right side, sends a ball in, takes a deflection, cleared out to Gomez, and Gomez just loses it. And here comes Austin. Can they hit on a counter? How many sprints do these guys have in them? Finley down the left side, shoulder to shoulder. Loffelson bumps him and then reaches behind him with the left leg and pokes the ball out for a throw-in.
And Finley, the 32-year-old, he's one of those Iron Man kids that can run box to box. Saw him do it for many years with Columbus. Now he's been with Austin and kind of interchanging with Fagundes, who's starting on the bench tonight. You'll probably see Fagundes come in later.
Austin in possession now. Moving right to left here in the first half. They move the ball across midfield for Wolf. Wolf with a long run. Wolf will have a go! And Wolf gets the goal! He beats Zach McMath! Wolf found the space, and he bangs it home from better than 25 yards.
And you saw Ojeda in the center of the park turn around, pull his arms up. Zach McMath pulling the ball out of the net, frustrated at the defense. I think Zach kind of cheated a little bit to the center of the park, and it's a great shot from Wolf as he gets to the top of the D, just rips it through. But Zach, just a little bit on the left side, can't get back to the near post. But there needs to be pressure through the center of the park. Wolf just picked this ball up, turned, ran to the top, open channel, so takes the rip.
A wide open affair here. RSL and Austin. Just past the half hour mark, Austin with a 2-1 lead. Three goals, and there have been other chances.
Yeah, and both sides, too, now creating more and more chances. RSL's had a few, but you've seen Austin really close in at the top of the box, create a lot of problems with just defenders in behind the ball. They're giving RSL some shots from deep. They're just getting deflected. But this one, RSL just a little too stretched, especially in the center of the park. Loffelson and Ojeda, they allowed Wolf to get in behind him, and he's just bearing down on the back four. Nobody steps out, and he's got a free shot.
RSL in possession. Marcelo Silva to Justin Glad. RSL deep in their own end. Back to McMath. McMath back to Glad on the near side. Glad for Demir Krylock. Krylock goes to ground. Little shove maybe from Ring. He gets away with it. Ring ahead to Zardes. Zardes will lay the ball off. Austin, 30 yards from goal. Pereira. Kalmanich. Kalmanich has it knocked out by Gomez doing the defending. The throw-in goes back across midfield.
And RSL's got to keep pushing on that momentum. I think attacking-wise, they've done a great job with pressure. No need to fall back on it. Just need to be a little more clinical in the middle of the park with forcing that ball wide instead of let it coming straight up the gut. But I don't think they need to lay off at all these last 10, 15 minutes.
Austin, a little bit of trouble. They play it all the way back to Stuber and will build out of the back here in the 36th minute. Call. This is
Vaisanen.
Vaisanen looking at his options, decides to play it long over the top down the right side. Oviedo up high to win it for RSL. Ojeda ahead to Savarino across midfield. Savarino Loftelson. The crowd is really buzzing. That second goal has quieted things down.
And even the pace of the game, you're seeing Austin trying to kill it off a little bit more, keep possession. They do turn it over, but then they get back in their blocks, and now they're forcing RSL to beat them through possession.
Savarino comes to Central Park, gives it to Loftelson. Loftelson fouled. Pereira can't believe it. He's saying, I got all ball. Is RSL from here? They're past the center circle. Savarino teeing it up, maybe 8 to 10 yards off the center circle. But that is a good 35, almost probably close to 40 yards from goal. RSL is pushing the center backs up to the top of the 18. And here's a ball sent towards Damian Silva, headed away by Austin. Oviedo to Savarino. Savarino coming centrally. Lofts a ball in towards the penalty spot. Nobody there. Stuver all alone will grab it.
Yeah, Stuver, 6'3", looks like he's about 6'5", though, when you actually get up next to him. Ball's up in the air. Does a really good job kind of coming up and claiming him. He's one you just got to either get some pressure on him or a good driven ball in, force him to drop back on his line.
Austin will try to build out of the back. RSL with some high pressure. Dami's actually inside the 18. Looking to switch sides. Stuver over to the far side. And now a long ball over the top. Silva retreating defensively. Rigoni towards the right corner. Pulls up, puts the ball on his left foot. Brings it back centrally to Wolf. And now all the way back to the center circle. Pereira. Austin on the edge of the attacking third. RSL closing them down with numbers. They play the ball back across midfield. Rubio Rabin trying to deny the switch. And then there's the ball down the right side and out for an RSL throw-in. Although Austin will have a chance to push up as that ball took its time going out. And RSL is actually fairly deep in their own end with this throw-in.
Yeah, and good work from Rubio Rabin too. Kind of just sliding on Ring, forcing him to play the ball. And Savarino's close enough where Ring tried to force it into Gallagher, just missed it. They've got to keep up the urgency, though. These last 10 minutes, it's dropped off a little bit with Austin trying to kill off some of the play and slow up with possession.
That game for about 10 minutes opened up so much. It was so end-to-end. It just seemed unsustainable for both teams. There were so many 50-yard sprints, and I know there's a ton of running, and I know you got to be in great condition, but it was extraordinary how quickly they were changing ends and how often.
And both teams like to go out, up the outside, too. They get their outside backs forward, so the space is opening up the field.
RSL loses the ball, wins it back. Now trying to hit on a counter here. Oviedo with a good step. Ojeda to Loftelson. The ball going around Loftelson. He's under pressure. He sends it back to Glad. Drewsi gets a chunk of Loftelson, and he does a somersault. Glad relieves all the pressure, going back to the far side to Silva.
And you see Savarino trying to check back into that hole on Silva, and he wanted that ball. That's either where Oviedo's telling him right now he's got to stay wide because that's opening up the space for him. That's where Domi needs to get in that hole.
Brody loses the ball as it spins up underneath his feet. Austin with a chance now. RSL quickly with numbers behind the ball, and Drewsi sends it back, and now a ball forward for Pereira. Pereira down the left side. Kolmanich getting forward. Pereira right in front of the RSL bench. Gives it up and gets it back. Pereira. Gomez defending. Sends it back towards midfield. And then Pereira gets the ball back in a heavy touch, and he accidentally knocks it out.
And Pereira felt the pressure of Gomez as well with Vicenin getting close by Rubio Rabin. They're trying to force it down the side but keep possession. The urgency's kind of gone away from Austin as well. They're trying to get to halftime with this 2-1 lead, but they're getting a little sloppy with trying to keep that possession once they get to the middle of the park.
Into the 41st minute here. Gallagher. Open to scoring for Austin in the ninth minute. Glad scores for RSL in the 22nd. Wolf again for Austin in the 34th. The ball goes to Domi. And is it going to be back pocket?
Yeah.
Red card. Krylock. And RSL is now down a goal and down a man in the 41st minute. It's a red card, so it can go to VAR. Krylock's on the field protesting, but Alex Chilowitz took a second to think about it, but he didn't take very long.
No, he went to his pocket at his chest first and then thought differently, went for the red card, knows that he can actually go and review this one. It looked like Domi gets a heavy touch, gets away from him, kind of went with the chop tackle with both legs, big thing here is if he had studs up, looked like he was going straight in on the challenge. We'll have to wait to see the replay. You know, there's no real reason to argue with the ref now. They're going to take a look, and if it is studs up into the shin, there's nothing you can do.
You argue now, so maybe somehow VAR helps you out. If the VAR sends the referee over.
Yeah, I mean, they'll take a look and confirm it. You know, especially with the player down, gives him a little bit more time.
Pereira's down on the ground, and the trainers are out attending to him. So there is plenty of time to look at this. And
now they are going to the review. We'll see video if they review showed on the big screen, though.
They put video review up on the big screen. There was a murmur from the crowd. Hopeful that Domi won't get sent off.
Sometimes, too, the challenges look a little tough from up here, where it looked like Domi was kind of coming with a chop challenge. But sometimes when they actually go to the review, it looks like they're outside the player's legs. We'll just have to see if he made contact. Big thing will be contact with the boot to the shin.
They're checking the red card here for serious foul play. They moved the monitor, so instead of going to midfield, Chilowitz now goes to the north end, to the far side, kind of the northeast corner. He's off the end line, not the sideline. And he is leaning in, looking at the monitor. Now they put him on the big board. Checking red card, serious foul play, but they will not show the video to the crowd. He can see the video, all the fans standing around him as if that somehow will make a difference.
Yeah, and they really, you know, playing the video for the fans. They don't want oohing and aahing while the referee's reviewing it before the play happens. But that means they saw enough for the referee to go and take a look to either rescind the red card, give him a yellow card, or confirm it.
There's
and send Domi off.
Tweet of the whistle. Review.
Nope. He's going to give him a yellow card.
No red. It is switched to a yellow, and Krylock will get to stay in the game.
Yeah, and so it looks like that challenge, if we get to see the replay, as he went for kind of that chop tackle straight on, I think he probably ended up missing the studs-up challenge on Pereira, and he was able to kind of get in around him. We'll see if they actually show the replay, but for me, it looks like it's a good call from the referee to take the red card away and give him a yellow.
They have not shown a replay here in the stadium yet, but Krylock's red changed to yellow. Now into the 44th minute we go, and I would think we could have at least 3 minutes added on here. That took quite some time.
Yeah. So, and sometimes this is a big boost going back in the locker room, knowing you got saved a little bit from a game-changing play. You can kind of build it up, especially if it's Domi, who is the captain of your team. You can go in there and say, we got to keep the intensity going when we come out in the second half. Because when they've pressed and won the ball, they've created really good chances. They've just got to be more clinical in the center of the park and really watching the counterattack.
Austin with a throw-in. Kalmanich for Zardes. Zardes, good job in possession to Finley. Finley, good hold-up play from Zardes there. To Pereira. Pereira sends the ball in, cleared out by RSL. Now Lovelson puts a foot in it, sends it out wide into space for Savarino to run onto. Savarino with Wolf defending. Savarino across midfield. Savarino hits a big switch into space for Gomez, but he overhit it. It's going to go out. But deep down the sideline, RSL with a chance to push up now and bring that high press and really have Austin boxed in.
And you saw Savarino a little frustrated on the play there too. Gomez a little bit trailing the play, couldn't catch up to that one. It's the right switch. That's what Pablo talked about. If they're pinched on one side looking for the big switch, that's why they missed Pablo Ruiz, who can hit that ball with precision.
RSL's pressure pays off as Austin knocks that ball out for a throw-in right in front of the Austin bench. Glad back to Marcelo Silva at midfield. Silva into the center circle. Now back to Glad on the near side. Glad to Rubio Rabin. Chests it down for Gomez. Gomez tries to go central, but a good step by Wolf. Drops right into the space and intercepts it. Ahead to Zardes. Zardes tracked down by Lovelson, and Lovelson pokes the ball away to Silva.
And you're seeing more with Austin. You're seeing Pereira and Wolf really drop back right in front of that back four, where Lovelson and Ojeda are getting a little bit more stretched.
And the fourth official shows 3 minutes. 3 minutes will be added on here at the end of the first half. Glad with the ball for RSL along the near side. Sends it down the right side. It is headed out for a throw-in as Kalmanich clears it away.
And that's where if Justin Glad can kind of see Ojeda in the center of the park, if he turns, that means if Ethan Finley step into him, and then you get a 2v1 on Kolmanac, and that's where you could really get down the channel.
Lovelson with the ball for RSL into the attacking half. Over to the far sideline to Oviedo. Oviedo down the left side. Savarino. Savarino puts it back on the left foot. His pass deflected. Falls to Ojeda. He has the ball knocked away by Pereira. Rigatoni tries to clear it. Rigoni sends it out to Loffelson, to Glad, Glad to Brody. Brody looks right, goes left around Finley. Leaves the ball for Loffelson. Out wide for Gomez. Good buildup by RSL. Gomez puts it back on his left foot. Sends the ball in. Oh, two teammates crash into each other for Austin. Brody collects the loose ball, but Brody with kind of an awkward touch on the bounding ball, and he sends it out, and it'll be a goal kick for Austin.
And this is one you'd like a player that can just try and hit this one time back through traffic. Brody tries to take a touch, bit heavy on this one, ends up getting into a challenge where it deflects off him for the goal kick. But great pressure again from RSL. Just couldn't be clinical at the top of the box to get a good effort on.
Into the first half stop. It's time we go. Austin with a 2-1 lead trying to get to the locker room. Stuver restarts with a goal kick. Finley, a slight touch, flicks it towards Zardes. Zardes, 1v2, battling. Glad digs it out. Gomez tracking back. 50-50 ball. Gomez wins the battle. Gomez in traffic. Gomez fouled. Was it Kalmanich? I don't know who got a piece of him there. But
yeah, it looked like he was squeaking through. Kalmanich kind of late on that challenge, clipped his ankle. Didn't even phase Gomez.
It didn't. RSL moving left to right here on the restart. Long ball down the left side for Krylock. Krylock back to Oviedo. Heavy touch. He loses the ball. Wolf now for Austin. Wolf finds a little bit of space. Sends the ball towards midfield. Brought down by Silva. To Loffelson to Glad. Glad to the near side to Brody. Brody down the right side. Loffelson. Loffelson's pass ahead knocked out by Kalmanich. RSL throw in coming about 25 yards off the end line.
And they got to go quick. See if they can get one more quick opportunity before the half.
Glad for Brody. Brody for Loffelson. Loffelson goes central. Has a little bit of space. Finds Rubio Rabin. Good turn. Ball knocked away to Gomez. Gomez overcooked towards the back post. Dami backing up. Gets a piece of it. Sends it out to Ojeda. Ojeda to Oviedo. And now, while RSL's in the attacking third, the whistle from Alex Chilowitz ends the first half. And Austin will make it to the locker room with a 2-1 lead on the road here at America First Field.
And I think RSL will be a little frustrated not getting another good opportunity, or at least tying this one up. Really, three good opportunities for Austin. They capitalize on two of them. Zach McBath with one big save on Rigoni. But I think, again, second half, they've got to come out the same way they did, put the pressure on, see if they can win the ball, and just pin Austin back. Because when Austin was pinned back, it took them slower to get out. But when they're not, they can play through, and you see them create opportunities.
It's 2-1, Austin with the lead at halftime. We're going to take a break. A halftime show coming up right here on the RSL Radio Network.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready. It's time for second half action. Let's go to the stadium for the final 45 minutes of today's match with Jay Nolley and David James on the RSL Radio Network.
Welcome back to America First Field. Austin with a 2-1 lead at the half. And they start in possession here in the second half, moving left to right in the green shirts and the black shorts. RSL in the victory gold shirts with the blue shorts, moving right to left. Justin Glad with a good step to win the ball for RSL. Ahead to Demir Krylock, out to the right side to Brody. He sends a ball in, blocked out by Wolf. Owen Wolf with the second goal for Austin, his first in Major League Soccer. Here, Lauren at halftime, pointing out, along with his dad, Josh, who is the head coach for Austin, the eighth father-son combo to score goals in MLS history. RSL in the attack, and a ball sent out wide, chested away by the Verde, but back to Justin Glad, and as RSL resets its center circle. What do you think the halftime message was from Pablo?
Well, no changes on either side, and Pablo's probably saying keep pushing up the field, put pressure on Austin, force him back. You saw when they did a really good job with it. It forced Jossi Zardes back. It forced Drusi back into the hole, and it didn't allow him to break out, and they could keep the pressure in. So they've got to push the guys forward, put pressure on them when they have space, but also quick movement with the ball.
Oviedo and Lafelson combination play. Oviedo to the end line. His cross blocked out by Pereira, but it comes back off of Oviedo and out. Unfortunate for RSL, and a goal kick for Austin.
And they still have opportunities to get in behind these channels. You saw Lafelson kind of peel out, and then it allowed Savarino to kind of duck to that inside, and that's where they can find him in that hole. If you see Gallagher on this near side pinch to the inside, that's when Oviedo can take the space and go down the wing and try and get a ball inside the box. So again, it's movement off the ball that's going to create that space. RSL's just got to have that urgency.
Stuver taking his time. He's already time wasting, and the crowd's starting to boo him. His goal kick across midfield headed down by Krylock. Second ball to Austin, and they play it all the way back to Stuver. Stuver along the near side for Gallagher. Back to Ring. Ring crushes it over the top towards Zach McMath. RSL has conceded 5 goals, Jay, in 2.5 games. That is not good enough defensively and not close to what we expected from this team, given the way they were playing in camp.
And Pablo talked about this team as he wants them to be attacking on the front foot, outside backs getting forward, moving the ball. But the thing that's got them so well throughout last season is defending, and really defending in blocks.
Lafelson wins a ball, goes to Gomez. Wow, he rips one from 30 yards. Punched by Suver, just saved, and the ball springs back to the top of the 18, where Austin clears it to midfield.
And it looks like it might have found its way through a little bit of traffic as he rips this one at Stuver. Should have done a little bit better with that. He parries it straight back down the center. Should have popped that one out wide, but good work from Gomez. That's a goal scorer mentality. Turn, have a little bit of space, just crack one on goal.
Lafelson. Well done on the ball, around Wolf, across midfield, down the left side for Savarino. Great job by Lafelson. Here's Savarino, starts right, chops it back to the left, serves the ball in, but it's headed away. Crowd oohing and aahing over Savarino on the ball. Back to Oviedo, he sends the ball in. There are 4 green jerseys tightly packed at the top of the 6, and they clear the ball back to midfield.
And not enough on both of those crosses to get up over the first player.
Ooh. That was a dangerous back pass from RSL to Zach McMath, and McMath did well to get around Drews. He was charging at him and get out into space, and now RSL still in possession. Lafelson down the left side for Oviedo. Oviedo rips a ball in over Stuver and out the end line. Dami was calling for it. He said, I'm going to make a run. Send it down the middle, but that ball went to the top of the 6, and Dami's not that fast.
No, and it was good from Oviedo, too, trying to hit that early ball in with Rubio Rubin and Krylock making that run in. Just got it away from him a little bit. Goes over the head of Stuver. He just lets it go for the goal kick. But that's what he wants to do in that position. You got that space in front of the goalkeeper, in behind the back 4, and you get your player running onto it. All they got to do is just get anything on it, and it's going to be a tough save for the goalkeeper.
Stuver with another goal kick. He's taken forever, and the crowd in the north end zone behind him is letting him have it. But he knows what he's doing. Austin's up 2-1 on the road in the second half. 50th minute. Austin will dump that ball down into the left corner, and it looked like it went out, and the flag is up. It did go out. Goal kick coming from McMath.
And it looks like Austin's kind of coming out this first 10, 15 minutes, and they're going to kind of withhold that pressure, see if they can kind of start killing off some of momentum from RSL, slow the pace of the game down, and see if they can get RSL in tough positions.
Savarino and Oviedo combining. Savarino down left side. Savarino trying to get around Gallagher into the 18. And Ring there to clean it up as he cut around Gallagher. Ball comes to Marcelo Silva. Silva gets away from Drusi's pressure. Silva now with tons of space. Back to the center circle. To Ojeda. Ojeda will switch sides. Brody along the far sideline. Brody starts to come back to centrally and then passes to Lafelson. Lafelson's ball straight to Pereira. Pereira intercepts for Austin to Drusi in space. Drusi, oh, too cute with it, and he sends it right to Lafelson.
RSL's got to be more clinical in the center of the park, too. No need to make that pass. right into Pereira, who can pick that one off. He's got time and space. Take a little bit of your space, make someone commit to you, and then open up for the second and third run.
Austin content now to sit in two blocks of four. Can RSL break him down? Silva under no pressure whatsoever at midfield. To Glad. Square ball, far side midfield. Glad to Gomez. Gomez, heavy touch, back to Zardes. He collects it for Austin, and they will build quickly. Big switch from Drusi. Drusi to Rigoni. Rigoni gets around a tackler. Rigoni now 1v4, comes in, and Justin Glad recovers and blocks it out as he tried to pick out the far post, and he saves Zach McMath's bacon right there as McMath was going to be left alone in a ton of space, 1v1.
And Rigoni, too, felt the pressure of Silva coming, so he just kind of pokes it forward, lets Silva slide through, and then as he gets in, another just heavy run from Oviedo. He's cut back to the inside. Justin Glad with that back post run saves Zach McMath as Rigoni was just trying to place it in the back corner.
It's a corner now for Austin. This is their first of the match. They've got the 2-1 lead in the 52nd minute. Ball is headed down. McMath dives to the right post and pushes it wide. It'll be another corner for Austin. That ball nearly snuck in for 3-1.
And we'll have to see who Drusi muscled off that ball. It was a 50-50 challenge, and he kind of shoulder checked someone, gets a little bit of space, doesn't get all of it, but it forces a tough save for Zach McMath. Yeah, right at that far post. He's able to just bend it around.
Rubio Rabin, yeah. Shoulder to shoulder with him in there.
Yeah, Drusi just showing his strength inside the box, going up and winning it.
Rigoni will have an out swinger here. It's a corner from the far corner. Headed away by Marcelo Silva or Rubio Rabin. Austin will recycle. Driven in, headed away by Krylock. Severino can't get to it. Gallagher has it. Gallagher dribbling. Gallagher inside the 18. Puts it in front. Back post finish. Ring 3-1, but no goal. Flag is up. Quick restart by RSL.
And they'll take a little bit of look on this one, too. Ring just kept himself forward the whole time. As Gallagher wins this, he's just trying to get to the end line and beat Severino and put it across as he plays it. It looks like Ring was a little bit late getting back onside, and he puts it into the open net. Linesman right on the spot. Yeah, no review.
So RSL dodges a bullet there. It is still 2-1. Demir Krylock was shown red late in the first half, but VAR, a second look, and it's changed to yellow. RSL down 2-1, and it could be much worse. But you can definitely feel the pressure here at America First Field. The crowd quiet right now, waiting for a spark. Austin with a little pressure now, pressuring RSL. RSL in their own end, trying to build out Oviedo. Loffelson, good ball ahead to Krylock. Krylock down the left side with space. Krylock, and a flag is up across the way. Demir was off.
Yeah, Demir looked over his shoulder. He saw Ring there, and then Ring kind of kept his line up high. And as Demir drifted forward, He was looking at this near side, didn't look down the line. He just drifted into an offside position. Good work from Ring keeping the high line.
55th minute, getting close to the hour mark when Pablo traditionally starts making subs. We'll see what he has in mind here as RSL looks for a goal or two. Loffelson for Severino. Severino for Rubio Rabin down a channel, and Rubio Rabin can't get to it. Bill Ring wins the race to that ball. Alexandering. His good friends call him Bill. Stuver over the top. RSL with the ball. Loffelson. Oh, Loffelson. Nice touch for Oviedo, and Oviedo gives it away.
And Austin's central midfield is doing a good job just pinching in on this near side, closing up those channels. When RSL has space, they just need to take it. Oviedo had time to kind of keep moving that ball forward, forces it back into the middle. Wolf can pick it up, and that's where Austin's in a dangerous position against RSL, where they can play Drusi forward, see what he can do with it, and they'll create opportunities.
RSL with the ball, attacking right to left, ball down the left side for Rubio Rabin. Rubio Rabin to the edge of the 18. Whips a good ball across the top of the six and out. Demir Krylock making a run. Can't get on the end of that. Austin with a throw in, but RSL with a chance to pin Austin deep in their own end, and this has yielded results in the first half.
Yeah, they do a good job just kind of pinching everybody forward, maybe getting a guy to post up, facing his own goal, play it back, and then they can put the second run pressure on and hope they can't get out. But again, with Rubio being getting in that corner, that's where Domi and Gomez on the backside got to be on their horse, get inside the box to create an opportunity.
Sure enough, RSL with that pressure is able to win the ball. Loftelson to the near side to Oviedo. Oviedo back centrally for Ojeda. He'll switch sides over to Brody on the far sideline. Brody to Gomez. Gomez stops, chops it back, lofts it towards Demir, headed away. Second opportunity, Savarino scissors high up over the goal.
Deflected.
It takes a deflection, so it's going to be a corner for RSL.
Ragone turned his back on Savarino as he's trying to go for the scissor kick full volley. Just goes off his back. Good work from Gomez. Cut that one back, played into the box. See if Domi can get on it.
Savarino takes the corner. Stuver punches it out the far side, put back in front, on, hit the bar, comes out to the near side to Savarino. Savarino, Oviedo, Loftelson, he'll have a go, and he airmails it. And Oviedo, Loftelson had an opportunity to play it to the far side, but he had a go and he popped it up.
Yeah, that one's tough as it comes back to this near side. Loftelson has a little bit of space. He knows he's going to be closed down quickly, so he just tries to dig it out of his feet and create an opportunity. Doesn't pick up his head. See Oviedo wide open on the backside.
Was that Ojeda who knocked it off the bar?
Ojeda did, yeah. Great, great work from him as the goalkeeper comes out, kind of keeps that one going backside. It's the hardest for the goalkeeper. You're scrambling back to your own goal. Ojeda hits it one time, just tries to pop it up over the top, just can't get it under the bar.
That was a good decision to hit it one time because Stuver was scrambling, and a touch would have given time for Stuver to get back, locate the goal, get established. Instead, he was running and had no chance to get to that. But unfortunately, you hit it one time, maybe you give up a little accuracy, and it goes off the bar.
Yeah, and really we're looking for Ojeda to kind of break out in the center of the park.
Glad to Gomez. Gomez with a good turn. He goes central, tries to find Demir. Tackled away. Shot from distance. Oviedo booms one from 30 yards to the near post, and Stuver down to his right to make the save.
And it looked like it might have taken a little deflection off Wolf in the center of the park. Stuver just trying to keep this one in play. Might have gone off the near side bar. Does a good job holding on to it as it bounces right in front of him.
Stuver down the right side for Gallagher. Gallagher had the first goal back in the ninth minute. Gallagher, heavy touch to get around Loftelson. Oviedo wins it for RSL. Savarino loses it. Here's Ring. Bill Ring was a former 49er running back. I don't know where that came out of the memory banks. Ring plays a ball down the right channel. Marcelo Silva tries to shepherd it out, and he does. Goal kick for Zach McBath. Quick restart. Loftelson. Oviedo. Savarino across midfield. Rubio Rabin back to Savarino. Savarino down the left side. Gallagher trying to recover. He sends the ball in, but headed away. Ring pushes it out to the near sideline here. Gallagher tries to clear. Oviedo brings it down 40 yards from goal to Ojeda. Ojeda will switch the point of attack over to the far side to Brody. Brody with time and space floats the ball towards the penalty spot, towards Demir. It's overhit. And the Verde will head it out and concede the throw-in, taken quickly by Oviedo for Savarino. RSL in the attacking third. Here's the ball. Gomez switches side. Gomez double clutches, doesn't get on the end of it, and lets it go out for a goal kick.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to try and cut it back again, and as he tried to pull back, the ball was played with a little bit of pace, and he couldn't catch up to it. But RSL doing a good job getting the ball wide, just crosses in the box, aren't there. Savarino a little off balance.
The 20-year-old Gomez getting his first start is playing on the right side opposite Savarino on the left. He's in the spot Savarino was in last year. But he makes runs. He plays a position differently than Savarino or anybody else who's been over there. He will make long diagonal runs and pop up on the other side of the field.
And what you really like from him as well, too, is he can make that long run down the line, open up the space, but also the cut to the inside as he comes all the way to this near side. It opens up that channel for Brody, and that's how he got that cross earlier.
Pereira tackling a ball out as Ojeda makes a run down the right side. And we're going to have our first substitution. Austin going to the bench. Adam Lundqvist, the Swede, is coming in for Kalmanich. Kalmanich and his big left foot. His day will be done. He leaves along the far sideline. Leave at the sideline closest to you. And he applauds the dozen Austin fans in the top corner in the northeast corner.
Yeah.
About a dozen fans wearing green up there who either made the trip or bought jerseys and live here.
Yeah.
Or flew in from L.A.
From Austin.
Flew in from L.A., right? Loffelson with the ball for RSL. Down the left side trying to find Sabarino. Good read, though, by Pereira. He intercepts. Clears towards Zardes. Zardes pops it into space for Wolf. Wolf's pass deflected by Ojeda, but falls right to Rigoni. Rigoni will switch sides, send it over to the far sideline. Now a long ball down the side, and Zach McMath far from home. Now will shepherd it back into the 18 and cover up as he was under pressure there. Zach McMath a long way from home.
Yeah, and with RSL pushing up back four, he's got to stay connected with them, so it's dragging him outside his goal. This one, he saw the pressure that was coming from Rigoni, and he had to kind of turn around, let it drift into the box and fall onto it. Just got to be careful on that. No cheap goals right now as you're chasing the game a little bit. RSL's got to keep putting pressure on it. You're seeing the urgency kind of drop off from Austin. They're just looking for any opportunity to crack them.
Gallagher believes the ball is insufficient, so to waste time on the throw-in, he goes over to the stand to get another ball because clearly he couldn't play with that ball. RSL trying to play out of the back. Gomez with a good turn. Gomez trying to split two defenders. Loses the ball. Great tackle. One back by Austin. They will go down left side. It was Ethan Finley winning the ball. He lays it off. Gets it back. Ball into the box. Silva clears for Brody. Brody down the right side with acres of space. He starts to come central. Gomez on his right. Demir on his left. Rubio Rubin in front of him. Calls for the ball. Rubin, a heavy touch with ring. Off ring. Out. Goal kick. Rubio Rubin frustrated. Crowd in the north end booing. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the RSL Radio Network.
Real Salt Lake is on 97.5 FM KZNS Colville, 1280 AM KZNS Salt Lake City, 1160 AM KSL Salt Lake City, and KSL FM HD2 Salt Lake City Midvale. This is the RSL Radio Network.
Plenty of time for the station identification because Stuber's goal is to take 30 minutes to take this goal kick. He has taken three of the longest, slowest goal kicks as Austin up 2-1, feeling free to do a little time wasting here in the 64th minute. Sends the ball across midfield, second ball and a foul and an elbow. Someone had the chicken wing up. RSL tries a quick restart. Chilowitz will have none of it. It was Silva who got caught. And it was Rigoni who had the elbow up and got him. Now on the restart, here we go. Rigoni went over and patted Silva. Said he didn't mean to do it. RSL with the ball. Sabarino coming down the side. A great tackle there by Gallagher to knock it out. RSL with a throw-in now. 20 yards off the end line. On the near side. RSL moving right to left towards the north goal here in the second half. Down 2-1. Three goals in the first half, none in the second. We're in the 65th minute. Ojeda over to the far side to Brody. Brody comes back centrally. Brody gets a little shove in the back from Finley. Back to Ojeda. Ojeda to Glad. RSL switch sides, moving it from right to left. Now central for Sabarino. Silva back to Sabarino. Sabarino the center of the park for Ojeda. Ojeda around Pereira. Ojeda lays it off. Oh, tracking back. Gallagher intercepts. Takes it away from Krylock, but in trouble, just knocks it out and concedes the corner.
And really, Austin's dropping everybody back. You're seeing Zardes 15 yards in front of the top of the 18, but there's no urgency in their pressure, too. So quick movement as Sabarino turns. He's able to play Ojeda in the center of the park. He scoots one player. This is where he's just got to hit it from the top of the box. Tries to find Domi, but Gallagher does a good job cutting it out.
Seventh corner for RSL. It'll be Sabarino with an in-swinger from the near corner. Gomez in the box with Rubio Rubin inside the six. Ball to the top of the six. Stuber out to punch it away. Again to the far side to Ojeda. Ojeda hit the frame from here last time. This time he'll cut it back to Loffelson. Lofts it in. headed up, pops straight up. Silva trying to locate it. Ball comes down and cleared by Austin out to midfield. Zach McMath out to get it near the center circle.
And Austin doing a good job just scrambling, defending. Stuver again with his size and length. He's able to get up over and just keep that ball going.
Here's Gomez down the right side, just outside the 18. That ball, his service deflected, going towards the end line. It goes out, and it'll be a goal kick. And we got time for several more station identifications now, because Stuver's taking his time here in the second half.
Yep. Yeah, Stuver's from the start's been trying to kill this game off.
No doubt. And he's getting a warning from Alex Chilowitz right now.
Which is good. Usually as a goalkeeper, you don't want to see the 67th minute. You're already getting your first warning. You want to be towards the 80th minute where you're starting to really extend that time, especially on the road. If you get later, you're fine as a goalkeeper taking that yellow card.
There's a pass that is underhead, intercepted by Brody. RSL with the ball ahead into the center circle. It's intercepted. Heavy touch, though, from Gallagher. RSL back in possession. Loftelson's pass gives it away. Loftelson battling Wolf. Loftelson and Wolf down. Loftelson holding his face. I think he inadvertently got a right hand to the face, but he was falling on top of Wolf, and Wolf's arms just naturally came up. I don't think there's anything intentional there.
No, just both guys kind of turning and falling over. Seeing a couple substitutions come in for RSL. Unfortunate, Gomez is coming out, but this is his first start of the season. He did join late in preseason, so definitely want to make sure they keep an eye on him as they build into him being able to play 90 minutes.
Anderson Julio coming on for Rubio Rabin. Justin Miram coming on to replace Gomez. 68th minute, first two subs of the night for RSL.
And you'll see Justin Miram slide to this near side and Savarino going back to the right side now. I think they're going to end up holding this position for a little bit.
Austin with the ball. It's Finley down in the corner in the far side. Austin moving left to right. Finley out to Pereira. Pereira turns. Pereira getting bodied up. Ojeda battling with him. Pereira lays it off. Austin's going to switch sides. It's Gallagher just outside the 18 on the right side. Gallagher dancing on the ball. 1v2 as Miram comes over to defend. Miram closes it down. He and Oviedo win the ball. Oviedo. Oviedo for Miram. Miram looking for his options. Back to Oviedo. Plays it over the top towards Krylock. Krylock chests it down. That ball kind of short hopped him. Did a good job to handle it. Goes to Savarino. Savarino across midfield. Right down the middle of the field. Dami on his left. He'll go to the right. Anderson Julio up top. Combination play back to Savarino. Savarino towards the end line, towards Anderson Julio. Anderson Julio can't settle that ball, though. Pops out to Derussi. Austin, deep in their own end. They're going to build out of the back. Ethan Finley on the ball. Spins away. Finds Derussi. RSL pressuring. Jameer Krylock cuts in. Heads that pass down, and RSL back into the attack.
And a good job again from RSL just staying high. It's Savarino, Jameer Krylock, Anderson Julio all pushing on the pace of the play. They try and pop one into the middle, and Dami's able to cut it out. With Austin now stepping up the field a little bit more when they have the ball, that Anderson Julio can really stretch the field. RSL's just got to see it.
Here's a ball for Justin Miram. Gallagher does a good job to stay between him and the ball and shepherd it out. Miram tugs him to the ground. Miram with a little bit of the afters. And now Gallagher's staying down because he's killing the game off too.
Yeah, we'll see if actually Nick Lima comes in for Gallagher. And then Diego Fagundes is also going to come into this game. He's going to probably come in for Rigoni. It looks like Ethan Finley's going to come out for Nick Lima. Usually plays in that left back position, but they're going to keep Lundqvist back there and allow Lima to play a little bit forward. When he comes in, he does have a long throw as well. You saw it a lot when he played with San Jose. Because once they get close to that end line, they really try and utilize that into the box.
Nick Lima and Diego Fagundes coming on now in the double substitution.
Fagundes, too, fouls towards the top of the box. Diego Fagundes has shown he's been deadly, trying to hit it up over the wall. They have options with also Drusi, who can hit a great ball.
So fresh legs for both teams now as we've had a couple of double substitutions. We're in the 71st minute now. RSL is still down 2-1 in the home opener. Austin in possession. Austin down the left side. Pereira. And Pereira goes to ground. Moves out a little bit of a dive. They're going to play the advantage, actually. Lobison may have clipped him. Austin, the shot goes well over the bar up into the safe standing that's brand new this year in the south end. And it'll be a goal kick for McMath.
And Lobison gets a little bit of warning for a late play, but Drusi trying to do a little cheeky back heel flip. You see Josh Wolf on the sideline frustrated that he kind of wasted that opportunity where he just could have put it on his left leg.
Lobison dispossessed. Wolf winning the ball. It falls to Zardes. Zardes pushes it over to the left side. Shot blocked. Second shot saved by McMath. Finally cleared by RSL, but held in. It's Lima the sub. His shot hit a teammate off Wolf and out. Friendly fire. 72nd minute. Goal kick coming for McMath.
And that's what you don't want in the center of the park is turn the ball over when Austin has numbers forward. Zardes picks this one up, and you find Drusi in a one-on-one against Justin Glad. Justin does a great job just keeping his feet, blocks the first one, but it goes falls right back to Drusi, who rips it at Zach McMath and makes a big save, and they're able to clean it up. Nervy moments for RSL in the back.
Looks like Diego Luna might be getting ready to get in. His warm-ups have suddenly gotten a little more intense behind the north goal.
And that'll be interesting to see if he comes in for Ojeda or Lopelson. I'd have to think if whichever one is going to drop more on that pivot, be a little bit more in that number six role, allow Diego Luna to kind of sneak up in that 10 role, push Dami up as the second forward.
Diego Luna coming to the bench now, so he'll be on soon. Miram in traffic. Miram battling. Did Miram get fouled? He almost lost the ball. Oviedo comes and cleans it up, though. RSL stays in possession. Lopelson back to Silva, over to Glad as RSL switching sides. Moving right to left. Glad looks to Brody on the right instead. Tries to hit the big switch for Oviedo. Nowhere near Oviedo, though. Miram comes over. Miram takes the ball off Fagundes' foot and wins it for RSL. Good work by Justin Miram. 73rd minute, about to turn to the 74th now. Savarino 1v1 with Gallagher. Fakes inside, cuts outside, goes down the right side, leads off for Brody. Brody, his pass deflected, ricochets out towards Zardes. Zardes for Drusi. Drusi, 1v3 down the middle, loses the ball and then flails his arms as if Alex Chilowicz should have blown the whistle.
And breaking out, you're not seeing that midfield, and Wolf and Pereira really break out in the attack.
There's a ball towards Demir. He finds Anderson Julio, who scores. And Anderson Julio is going to have it taken off the board. The flag is up across the way. Demir Krylock chesting it to Julio, finishes, and it's not going to matter. And now both teams have had a goal taken off the board by the linesman here in the second half.
And Tommy telling Julio to keep going, keep going. He was looking right down the line. He slid in that offside position. That's when he's just got to hold himself a little bit longer. He's got the pace. He's going to get in behind. Brilliant finish from him to beat Stuber to the near post. But you got to hold that line as that ball's coming in with Dami.
Stuber sends the ball towards the left side, and nobody gets to it. It goes out at midfield for an RSL throw-in. 75th minute now. RSL still looking for that second goal.
And we're going to have Diego Luna come on for Lopelson, and we'll see if they change a little bit more with Ojeda kind of holding and pushing Luna up, or if they stay in that pivot and force Diego Luna to defend a little bit more on the counter.
Silva in his own half. Cross midfield for Miram. Miram going to hit a big switch for Brody. Brody brings it down. Good first touch forward. He comes charging forwards towards the 18. Down to the right side. And his service blocked up into the stands. RSL corner. Good pass by Miram. Good first touch and run by Brody. And RSL now with the eighth corner of the night.
As you said, a great first touch from Brody on his right foot. He's able to touch it into space. Looked like Gallagher did a good job tracking back and forcing him. Brody knows he's running out of space, so just try and put something in the box. You get deflection, you'll get a corner kick out of it.
Here's a substitution. Diego Luna, 76th minute. He comes in. for Jasper Lofelson. There's a ball towards Demir. He puts it to the far post, just inside the post, and it's saved by Stuver. That ball was ticketed side panel, precisely placed by Demir, just not enough pace to beat Stuver.
And good work from Demir Kralik, too, putting it back to the near post. A tough one for a goalkeeper. You're sliding across the center. You got to get a cut on your right foot and get back to that far post. Stuver, with his legs, makes the save. Good work from Tommy. Little shoulder check, opened up a little space.
Pereira with the ball. Pereira getting forward. Pereira spins. Pereira 30 yards from goal. His pass back centrally blocked by Ojeda. But into space, Pereira tracks it down. Back to Ring. Ring all the way back to Stuver. Stuver crushes it across midfield. Marcelo Silva heads it back across midfield. But it falls to Wolf. Wolf has the go-ahead goal. His first MLS goal. 34th minute. That's the difference right now with Austin up 2-1 on RSL in the 77th minute. Wolf with the ball. Wolf head to Fagundes. Fagundes. Wolf down the right side. Nick Lima. Lima whips the ball towards the top of the 18. Brody is there. Great first touch from Brody to Ojeda. To Luna. RSL trying to build out of the back. Oviedo ahead to Miram. Miram 1v2. Miram back to Oviedo.
And you see a little bit stagnant from RSL. They've got to pick up the movement in the center of the park. Once they win that ball, everybody's just trying to stay in a channel and wait for the next pass. You've got to get movement to keep that urgency high.
Ojeda for Luna. Luna in the center circle. For Miram. Miram stumbles, somersaults, gets back up, and puts just enough pressure on Nick Lima that Lima has to knock it out for a throw-in. That's not going to lead to anything, but that somehow has to end up in a highlight film.
Yeah, it's good athletic play from him to just stay with it and force Lima to play it out.
Ojeda dummies it. Gallagher is there to pounce. Gallagher with a long run. It's 4v3 for Austin. Gallagher across midfield. Gallagher for Drewsi in front. Oh, and Zardes doesn't have the gas to get there, and McMath covers up a golden opportunity. McMath slips. Miss hits the ball out towards the fourth official. It'll be a throw-in for Austin. That was an incredible series.
And I don't think Gallagher was trying to play Drewsi in the center. I think he was trying to play Zardes, who was trailing the play a little bit. And it hit Drewsi, who actually ended up having a good touch. But again, Zardes just late on the play, and it falls to Zach McMath. Right play from Zach to get up. He had Miram on the channel, just mishit the side volley. That was a Raimondo special that he could hit, get to the top of the box, a little side volley that goes up over the top.
79th minute now. Austin up 2-1, trying to win on the road. This is the sixth time these teams have met, fifth time in the regular season. Austin would be the first team to win on the road. They've lost here twice. RSL has lost in Austin twice in the regular season, once in the playoffs. Stuver is getting booed as he wastes time. When he finally kicks it, sends it to the center circle, and Justin Glad heads it down to Ojeda. Ojeda. Back to Glad. Brody along the far side. This is why Luna's in the game, right? Another attacker and a guy who's good on the ball in tight spaces, but can they get the ball to him in the middle of the park?
And that's what you need right now. You need someone to hold onto the ball and not lose it in the center. Allow Austin to kind of close up on you and then open up that space back out wide.
Miram for Oviedo. Oviedo whips one towards the penalty spot, and Demir headed away, though. Too many green jerseys there. Second ball headed away by Pereira towards Driussi. He leaves it for Fagundes. Fagundes back centrally, finding space. Now at the far side to midfield to Gallagher. And now a negative ball in RSL. The press is on. Anderson Julio trying to close. Get Anderson Julio! Nearly took it away. Nearly took it away from Vaisanen, but Vaisanen cuts back.
Vaisanen was going to play that one over to Ring. And as Anderson Julio got there, just a little cutback. Anderson, if he would have clipped that one, he would have been in on Stuver.
Here's a ball for Ring. It gets away from him. Ring, the center back, tracking back. Anderson Julio's there. Forces the ball back to Stuver. Now Stuver under pressure. Oh, and he pulls it back. And Anderson Julio flies by.
And this is the one. Just the pace of Anderson Julio just drags him past Stuver. That's when you get a little bit closer. Just kind of hold your play. You put the goalkeeper in a tough spot.
Here's a ball for Drewsi. He tries to find Zardes making a run, but Justin Glad deflects it. Justin stretching out a cramp, stays on the ground. Yep. Glad deflected it back to McMath, but RSL now building out. Savarino at midfield, across midfield for Krylock. Krylock back to Brody at midfield, down the right side. Brody checks up. Back to Ojeda in the center circle. Justin Glad still down behind the play. Zach McMahon trying to stretch him out. And now RSL is going to play the ball out so they can get trainers on the field for Justin Glad here in the 81st minute.
And about five minutes ago, they were saying that they were keeping an eye on Justin Glad for his hammy. And they had Eric Cole come to the bench, stay warm. And on that last play where he stretched out to clip that one back to Zach McMath, he stayed down with it looks like a cramp. Hopefully nothing serious for him.
Now Holt starts in, but Glad doesn't leave the field. Now Glad is going to leave. Okay.
He was trying to get a little electrolytes, thinking he was still in the game, but Holt's right there to continue that partnership with Silva through the rest of this half.
That is the last substitution for RSL. Holt will quickly hit a big cross for Miram and Lima, and it's off Miram and out for an Austin throw.
Now, good idea. Trying to look at Justin Miram. He's painting the line. Just gets too far under it, and it's easy for the defender to just kind of track it.
Marcelo Silva heads the throw in out. Austin, another throw in at midfield. So fourth substitution for Pablo, but that's three stoppages of play. So he can't stop play and use that fifth sub.
And you saw Max Aruti come in for Zardes as well. He scored in the 88th minute
to beat Montreal last week.
One of his former teams.
Luna with the ball for RSL. Luna for Anderson Julio. Anderson Julio almost lost it. Back to Luna. Luna nutmegs Pereira. Runs around, gets the ball. I think it was supposed to be a pass for Anderson Julio, but he went and got it. Now to Miram on the left side. Miram goes central. Miram loses the ball. Wolf knocks it away towards Aruti. Aruti back pass. And Miram has it for RSL to Luna. Luna out wide. Oviedo. Oviedo back to Luna. Austin now behind the ball and organized. Luna bends it in for Demir Krylak. Krylak for Miram, but under hit. Tried to stab it with the bottom of the studs there. Ball cleared to midfield. Zach McMath, 40 yards from goal, has it for RSL. To Ojeda. Ojeda. Brody. Brody back to Ojeda. 84th minute now. Austin up 2-1. Silva for Luna. Luna. Luna and Silva. 2v2. Now Luna turns, splits the defenders, races forward down the left side. 20 yards from goal, in behind from Fagundes. He leaves it for Oviedo. Oviedo across the top of the six and out the other side. Can Brody keep it in? No, he can't. Good ball from Luna. Little overcooked. No timely run there at the top of the six.
And you said it overcooked there too. I think Oviedo thought he was going to get pressure on him, and both Austin players just kind of dropped off. And so he just tries to rip it across. And nobody's there. Everybody's a little bit behind the play. Backside Brody can't catch up to it. But good work from Diego Luna in the center of the park. That's really what RSL's needed, is someone to own the ball and open up a little bit of spacing behind.
Austin throw-in. RSL pushes up. Brody wins the ball straight off the throw-in. But RSL unable to build anything. They lose it to Austin. It's cleared across midfield. Holt will track it down. And 85th minute now.
And Austin not putting anybody forward, allowing RSL to just come and attack at him. That's why moving off the ball, get it into the center, see if you can close gaps. You got to open up space, or if you can get it wide, try and crash something into the box where you can get on the end of it.
Austin now with the ball. Pereira will send it long down the left side. It's 3v3. Here's a ball back central for Fagundes. Fagundes tries to cross it. Silva blocks it. It falls back to Fagundes. Fagundes, Drusi. Drusi, Gallagher, his shot deflected out wide, and it'll be a corner. And that deflection really hung McMath out to dry. RSL is fortunate that ball went wide, because the shot was going to McMath's right. The deflection brought it back to his left. Fortunately, it wasn't on frame. And Austin will now waste time on a corner kick here in the 86th minute. The crowd booing in anticipation of the time wasted.
Well, and Austin was looking for a handball on Silva as Fagundes tried to play that one across the box. But as it recycled, Drusy found Gallagher at the top of the box, wide open. Luckily, a player slides in front, and it deflects it as Zach McMath was kind of stuck in his feet.
Fagundes will take the corner. Driven in low and cleared easily by Demir Krylock. He pops it up. Pereira and Luna battling. Second ball comes off to Anderson Julio. Anderson Julio trying to come up the left side. Gallagher shoulder to shoulder with him, wins the ball, clears it back to Nick Lima, back in his own 18, back to Stuver in goal. RSL with the pressure, but not enough numbers. And Austin will build out of the back. Gallagher back to Lima. Lima deflected by Miram and out for a throw in front of the RSL bench. Minute now. Austin getting close to taking all 3 points on the road. They need it. They dropped three at home to St. Louis in the opener. You lose at home, you got to find a road win to offset it. RSL with the ball now. Brody down the right side. Brody lofts it towards Miram on the back post. Miram tries to put it on frame, but mishits it, and an easy save for Stuver. I suppose that's a save. It was headed slowly, nominally towards the goal.
And Justin did the right thing too. It looked like he was taking his time, waiting for that one to bounce in front of him. He had a little bit of space and distance from Nick Lima, and as he tries to hit the half volley, he just doesn't catch it. And it was tough on that far side too. Savarino kind of ran into Brody's space and takes himself out of the play.
Austin with the ball now, midfield. Ball played long down the right side. Marcelo Silva will go get it for RSL to McMath. McMath out to Holt into space. Holt coming forward, finds Brody at midfield. Brody to Ojeda. Austin getting numbers behind the ball. Arsenal's going to switch sides, bring it back to the near side. Oviedo for Miram. Miram around Lima going central. Miram towards the middle of the park. Tries to whip it all the way through. It gets chested down by Gallagher. Collected by Holt. Ahead to Brody. Now down the right side. Ball floated to the top of the six. Headed away by Ring. Ring out to Oviedo. Oviedo. Luna. Luna into the 18. Luna all the way to the end line. Luna coming out the other side. Timed one time and airmailed. That was an opportunity for Savarino, but he couldn't keep it on frame. He got under it and popped it up.
Lundqvist was just closing on him enough to, I think, throw him off this play. But if you had to ask for anybody on the field to have one come on a full volley, you'd want it on Savarino on that backside. Just gets under it. Great work again from Diego Luna. Just skirting away, getting to the end line and clipping one across, giving RSL an opportunity. Savarino just couldn't get over the top of it.
89th minute, Stuver taking his time on another goal kick. Clock says 88-40 right now. See how much time is added on here. His goal kick headed down by Ojeda. Krylock battling Pereira. A foul on Krylock. Quick restart by Austin. They're going to play it all the way back to Stuver. Here comes Anderson Julio to pressure him and hurry him up. Stuver crushes it towards midfield. Oviedo up high. Heads it down for Miram and a foul. Oviedo. He get undercut there? Is that the foul?
Yeah, and Oviedo does a good job, too, on Fagundes. He's trying to feel where he is. Oviedo does an early jump, doesn't allow Fagundes to jump on it. So any little challenge, he's going to fall up over the top, and it's going to be a foul on Fagundes for not challenging the play.
90th minute, Ojeda on the ball. Ojeda back to Marcelo Silva. Silva for Diego Luna. Luna out wide for Miram. Miram. Bends the ball in, headed away by Pereira at the top of the 18. Holt comes in, and wow, what a shoulder. Drusy's down and rolling and selling it. The crowd's booing him. Holt is built like a truck. Holt has never missed a session of weights in his life. And I don't think Drusy saw him coming either. So I don't know about all the rolling around, but that had to hurt.
Yeah, and really, Holt put himself in a good position here and went for the shoulder challenge on Drusy, but just ended up missing the ball as Drusy poked it away. I think if he would have been a bang-bang play and won that ball, it would have continued on. But since Drusy just pokes it away, he ends up picking the foul. But we know Holt worked a lot in the offseason on his fitness and thinning out just a little bit, but he's still built like a truck, as he said.
Fourth official showing 5 minutes. We'll have 5 minutes added on, a minimum of 5 minutes here at the end of the game. The Austin bench is complaining. I think they wanted three or four, but it's five.
I think it's a fair call, too.
Crowd of 20,052 here tonight. Ball in tight quarters, pinging around. Miram comes away with it. Miram to Ojeda. Gallagher in between Ojeda and the ball, wins the ball. Gallagher down the left side for Austin. Gallagher, and now a whistle and a foul on Ojeda. Free kick coming. This will be an opportunity to score just outside the 18 on the left side. And maybe more importantly, it's a chance for Austin to waste another 30 or 60 seconds. Meanwhile, Drewsy is down behind the play. And now the whole crowd's booing, and I'm not even sure which Austin player on the ground they're booing right now.
I know Drewsy's down from the challenge earlier. There's no foul called on the play as Justin Miram kind of slipped in between him, ends up winning the ball. He might have clipped his ankle. Gallagher down on the far side as Ojeda gets into the back of him. It's a right call on that far side. Ojeda gets slipped by Gallagher as he's trying to go forward and just kind of gets the shoulder in the back end.
It is a minimum of 5 minutes added on, so our referee Alex Towitz will have a time to extend the game more. We'll see if that happens. He's pretty quick with a whistle at the end of the first half when RSL still had the ball in the attacking third. A minute and a half into 5 minutes of stoppage time. This is a free kick for Austin just outside the 18, but they have nobody in the 18. They're not even going to try to score. They're just going to take the ball to the corner, and that's where Gallagher heads. And the ball trickles out, and it's an RSL throw-in. Austin complains. Gallagher has got the arms up like, how could you possibly miss that?
And RSL's just got to forget about those plays and just push it forward. Austin's going to do everything to just get them out of their momentum, kill off any opportunity right now. So you just got to push forward, see if you can create one or two more opportunities, get yourself back in this game 2-2.
Oviedo crushes it across midfield towards the 18, headed out by Austin, takes a big hop, Wolf the header. Oviedo wins the ball, gets clipped, goes down, free kick RSL just across midfield.
Yeah, and they're going to have to sub probably. Drewsy staying down again, trying to kill off more time.
They're waving the trainers onto the field. The crowd's booing. We're midway through 5 minutes now. Tillowitz looks at his watch, an exaggerated look to let everybody know, I got an eye on the time, I'll add it on. The truth is now with earpieces and VAR, somebody's always looking at the time.
Yeah.
They might not do anything about it, but somebody's always looking at it. They could tell him in his ear, you need to add 60, 30, 90, whatever. Trainer's on the field. Luna's going to take the free kick. RSL has pushed the center backs up high. They got the big targets up high. Austin set the line about 5 yards beyond the top of the 18.
Austin keeping a really high line. Stuver coming out of his six. Luna could drop one right in behind.
Instead, he goes down the left side to Oviedo. Oviedo, 18 yards off the end line, sends it in, headed away by Pereira. Chested down by Savarino. Drives it into a crowd. Comes out on a ricochet near side. Oviedo. Oviedo's service blocked back out to him. Luna will get it. Luna for Oviedo. Oviedo along the left sideline. Back to Luna. Luna, 30 yards out. To Savarino. Savarino over the top for Anderson. Julio can't bring it down and keep it in, and it goes out for a goal kick. And now RSL down to about 1 minute of stoppage time plus whatever they add on for the delays in stoppage time, which is completely at Alex Tulowitz's discretion. It could be a minute or two.
Yeah, and you'll have Stuver kill off another 20, 30 seconds here. Just another good buildup from RSL, but can't get clinical again inside the box. Looked like Julio was going to bring that one down. Oviedo should be screaming for him as he cuts back to the outside to just lay it off instead of trying to keep it in.
Now he takes the goal kick. Marcelo Silva wins it at midfield. Second ball to Gallagher. Savarino gets a foot on it. Knocks it away. Back to Brody. RSL in possession. Ojeda. Savarino. Savarino down the right side across midfield. Into the attacking third. 1v2. He loses it. Tried to pull it back and couldn't do it. Gallagher will clear it down the left side across midfield, and Eric Holt will track it down. 5 minutes of stoppage time gone. Now it's whatever Alex Tillowitz adds on at the end of the game here. McMath, Holt, midfield. Holt for Demir Krylock. One hop into the 18. Krylock shielded off the ball. Stuber covers up.
What a great ball from Eric Holt as Tommy was holding Bison off. But as that ball skipped through, Bison does a good job, just gets to the front of Tommy and shields him off, allows Stuber to come out. What a great look just going straight down Route 1, hoping Tommy can hold Bison off and just get an effort on goal.
Stewart sends it to the center circle. Ducey brings it down for Fagundes. And that's Maxi Arruti, excuse me, for Fagundes. Fagundes down the right side. Fagundes tackled by Oviedo. And the ball goes out for an Austin throw. They've added about a minute now. It's been six. They've said five. Austin Bench is complaining. Chilowitz nods at him, smiles, says, I've got it. Points his watch. He says, yeah, I know. So we'll see how much he's going to add on. Wolf gets a deflection. Here's Holt. Holt to Brody, probably the last chance for RSL. To Savarino, for Ojeda. Ojeda loses the ball. It comes back to Drusi. They're playing the advantage for Arruti. Arruti into the 18. Arruti shoots. Arruti hits the post and ricochets out. That would have been a dagger. RSL deep in their own end. Luda with the ball. There's the whistle and it's over. Austin is coming to Utah, and for the first time in the history of this matchup, the sixth meeting, the road team wins. Austin takes all 3 points, trying to make up for that home loss to St. Louis. And for RSL, a loss at home, offset by that season-opening win in Vancouver.
Yeah, and it'll be a little frustrating for RSL when they watch this tape back. They had great opportunities. They pushed themselves forward. Lots of balls into the box. Couldn't get on the end of it. They just got to continue to have urgency inside the center of the park. We'll see when Pablo Ruiz gets back into the fold if he can really open up the play through the center.
Pablo Ruiz landing in town yesterday, I've been told. RSL has a bye week. The next game is 2 weeks from tonight at home against St. Louis. Our final tonight, Austin, up 2-1 at the half, wins 2-1 the final. The post-game show is next on the RSL Radio Network.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.